From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Negotiations on a major trade deal have ended for now without agreement. At a news conference late Friday, U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman said the 12 nations involved have made significant progress and are more confident than ever that a deal is within reach.
I am very impressed with the work that's been done. I feel very gratified about the progress that's been made, and I'm confident that through our continued intensive engagement, we'll be able to tackle the remaining issues successfully.
Negotiations for the Trans-Pacific Partnership have been underway for years, and the deal was thought to be close to completion. This week, trade ministers gathered in Hawaii to move the complex deal forward. The TPP could cover 40% of the global economy. No date has been set for the next meeting on the agreement, but the trade minister said work on resolving the problem areas will go forward. The Taliban has released an audio message from new leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the Taliban jihad will continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. Mansour said all decisions will be taken in light of Islamic law, be it war or peace talks, and advised his followers not to pay attention to rumors being spread about the Taliban campaign. Mansour says the Taliban leadership will make all efforts to maintain internal unity at all cost. He said Mullah Omar gave him all the responsibilities while he was still alive, so he is simply continuing with the mission as instructed by the late leader. Look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Security issues will be a focal point for Secretary of State John Kerry as he meets with Egyptian officials in Cairo this weekend on the first leg of a five-nation tour of the Middle East and Southeast Asia. A senior State Department official said the U.S. is deeply concerned about unrest in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Ebola experts are hailing the development of a highly effective Ebola vaccine, but they're cautioning that widespread availability of the vaccine is still months away. World Health Organization expert Marie-Paul Kinney has told reporters that the vaccine may indeed avert major epidemics in the future, but warned that it will be a while longer before the shot is approved by regulators. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization says work is moving ahead on a plan to reform the organization's ability to respond speedily and effectively to international health emergencies. Lisa Schlein reports.
These reforms have been triggered by worldwide criticism of the World Health Organization's slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. The WHO's Director General, Margaret Chan, did not declare Ebola an international public health emergency until August 8, 2014. This was more than 4 months after Guinea had declared Ebola a national health emergency. Dr. Chan says WHO will be implementing reforms in six main areas.
The development of a unified program for emergency. Internally, within the organization, we are implementing faster, more streamlined internal procedures.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Investigators are gathering in France to examine part of a plane's wing to determine if it's from the Malaysia Airlines flight that vanished last year. The section of the wing called a flaperon was discovered on the Indian Ocean island of Reunion Wednesday. The Malaysia Airlines plane mysteriously vanished en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing last year. Authorities say there were no survivors among the 239 people on board. Malaysian investigators have said they believe someone deliberately turned off the plane's tracking devices and diverted the aircraft, but an investigation has turned up few clues. Suspected Jewish settlers are accused of firebombing two homes Friday in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, burning a Palestinian toddler to death and wounding four family members. Crowds of people took to the streets in Douma at the funeral for young Ali Saad Dawabsha, whose body was wrapped in a Palestinian flag. Many people joined protests, and there were sporadic clashes between Israelis and Palestinians as news of the 18-month-old child's death spread. I'm Sarah
That's
Williams
the latest
in
world
Washington.
News from VOA.